Mission to Beijing, a new day in U.S.-China relations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's Asia trip hits a high note.
By the way, you look fantastic in your boots of Chinese plastic.
Trade in Chinese plastic and everything else will be on the agenda. The financial meltdown, human rights, North Korean nukes. Global crisis fits these two superpowers like a glove.
By the way, you look fantastic in your boots of Chinese plastic.
Looking fantastic in Beijing. Obama-Clinton diplomacy on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. Adora Udoji is away. Besides China, our focus is on healthcare. The fix may be in, and she comes from Kansas. Hint, her name is not Dorothy. And we're crowdsourcing the red carpet at the Academy Awards. If you've ever groaned at the stupid questions celebs get before the Oscars, we're giving you a chance to get better questions in on Sunday. Femi, okay? Can you top that?
Oh, absolutely. Good morning, all. Texas financier Alan Stanford is out of hiding. FBI agents tracked him down yesterday. They served him papers that say he committed an $8 billion fraud. And so right now he faces a civil complaint, not criminal charges. So it was a pretty low drama exchange. Here's Richard Colco of the FBI.
He was in a car and he was very cordial. It was a very quick, simple engagement. Identified him, handed over the papers, and each went their separate ways.
Stanford's assets are frozen while he's under investigation. The American government is suing for the names of more American clients that may be dodging taxes. And the UBS Bank in Switzerland says no way. They've already given a handful of clients to U.S. authorities on Wednesday, but they're refusing to hand over more than 50,000 other names.
More economic news. By the way, you look fantastic, Femi. A major economic indicator is out later this afternoon. It's the Consumer Price Index. Basically, the measure of inflation or deflation as we feel it when we go shopping. We'll be watching for that along with investors, and we'll let you know what happens. Watch for the new wheeling and dealing to heat up in Israel's complicated politics today. The two top candidates for prime minister await a decision on which one gets to try to form a new government. Right now, conservative candidate Benjamin Netanyahu has the edge over centrist Tzipi Livni. This after the far-right party backed Netanyahu.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits China today. Climate change will be a key topic. Trade and security will also come up, and we will reach out to China for a conversation all on this in just a moment.
Oscars on Sunday. Some interesting newcomers on the red carpet. Slumdog Millionaire is up for 10 awards, including Best Picture. The film's lead child actors are non-professionals picked from India's poorest areas. Last-minute wrangling has secured travel visas for them. The trip to the Oscars will be their first time on an airplane. The Dow and S&P were both down more than 1% yesterday. The Dow sits at 74.65. It hasn't been that low since October of 2002. The S&P begins trading at 778. So healthcare is a big focus this morning. Is healthcare a right or a privilege? Obama said in a presidential debate that healthcare is a right. We're talking today about a possible consensus emerging in Washington on what the new healthcare reform bill or whatever it turns out to be actually is. We want to know, does the Obama administration have a better chance to get it right on healthcare than the ball-dropping government back in the 90s? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Healthcare, your ideas on The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org, and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Diplomacy and economics, of course, lead the news this morning. Global markets are at a six-year low, at least the Dow Jones Industrial Average is. But we thought we would focus on healthcare this morning as Hillary Clinton is in China, and we'll have more on that in a moment. Healthcare, because the New York Times is reporting that a consensus seems to be emerging on possibly a universal healthcare approach when Congress begins to take up the healthcare issue and the Obama administration reveals what its policy preferences are, perhaps as early as next week. We also may have nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary. You'll recall Tom Daschle had to bow out of the race because of tax problems. That would be Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius. It's not confirmed, but it appears she's about to be selected as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services in Obama's cabinet. It raises a lot of questions about what the possible sort of tone and theme of the Obama health care program is going to be when we learn about it. And joining us to talk about both the Sebelius apparent nomination and the themes in Obama health care are Steve Kraske, who's political columnist at our colleague KCUR in Kansas City. He's also a columnist at the Kansas City Star. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
John, nice to be with you.
And here in the studio is Jay Newton Small, political reporter for Time Magazine. Jay, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, Steve, to you first. What does Governor Sebelius' nomination, if she ends up becoming Secretary for Health and Human Services, suggest to you about the tone of the Obama administration in dealing with health care? Tom Daschle, of course, was a policy wonk who had fabulous skills working in the Senate. Kathleen Sebelius is a very different political character.
Well, she is, and the one thing she would not bring to Washington, John, is any sense of knowing Capitol Hill, knowing many of the key players out in Washington. And she's never attempted anything, of course, anywhere close to the scale of universal health care. Very few governors have. But out here, she has certainly tried. You have to give her an A for effort. She's tried to pass a cigarette tax a couple of times to expand health care coverage to children out here in Kansas. The Republican-controlled legislature never gave her a victory on that. So she's tried, but really hasn't expanded health care to a significant degree out here.
How big of an issue is health care for people in Kansas?
Well, it's a very big issue, of course, as it is anywhere else. And people out here want help. They want easier access to coverage. And the governor has recognized that. And as I've said, she's tried a couple of times to push something through this Republican legislature. It just never happened. And she's expressed frustration about that. At the same time, we've heard out here, even from Republicans, that, you know, even though she talks a good game, she never really tried all that hard in the back corridors of the Capitol, never really was aggressive about trying to get this thing through, even though she talked a pretty good game. So you hear it for, both ways.
And we should say that you've covered her there in Kansas for years, and so you know of what you speak. Quickly, Steve, do you think that this is a job that she wants, or is this a step for a rising star in the Democratic Party?
I think this is very much a job she wants, John. There's a sense out here that back in December she had a choice, had a chance to come to Washington in the president's cabinet, Secretary of Education perhaps, Secretary of Labor, these lower-rung cabinet positions that perhaps aren't quite as appealing. She's pretty savvy at a minimum, and she knows that health care reform is going to be high on President Obama's agenda. She wants to be in the midst of something that's significant, perhaps something that historical. And she said no in December. Something like this, I think she's going to say yes to if it's offered to her.
All right, Steve. Jay Newton Small here in the studio. What do you think this says about the themes that are emerging on Obama's health care program? The New York Times, of course, reporting this morning that perhaps universal coverage is going to be the consensus, which was kind of a shocker to me. Again, it's not confirmed. What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, she's going to be taking on the role of, you know, if she gets confirmed and if she's actually nominated, of the, you know, Secretary of Health and Human Services. But that by no means means that she's going to be a Daschle-like figure, this kind of health care czar. There was a special deal that they'd built for Daschle, which really would have shepherded through Congress, you know, Obama's bill, because, of course, Daschle was a former majority leader in the Senate. He knew the Senate very well and could manage a lot of those personalities. She doesn't have that. And, you know, she's never dealt with the Senate before, at least not in terms of a daily working basis. And she doesn't have a lot of those contacts, as you were saying before. So they're going to split the job. And then they're going to have a sort of Uber staffer who's going to be the person who kind of shepherds this thing through, helps Obama out as a kind of health policy advisor. And then they're going to have her sort of overseeing this massive $700 billion department, which has 65,000, you know, people that work for it and oversees all of our nation's healthcare policy. So, you know, the National Institutes of Health, the Centers for, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, all of those places. So You know, but in terms of actual healthcare policy, in terms of this plan for universal healthcare that he's doing, I don't know that she'd be that involved with it.
Well, you know, it is interesting because if you think about the precedents here, I mean, there is a danger, as you describe it there, of her becoming like a Donna Shalala in the Clinton administration, really more of a caretaker, kind of a bully pulpit in small letters for healthcare concerns of Americans. But there's also the Joe Califano kind of model where someone who really steps out and sets the tone for policy. She is a rising star in the Democratic Party. Conceivably, she could take the bull by the horns here.
Sure. And I mean, look, the secretary of, you know, it's a cabinet position. It's one of the higher rung cabinet positions, as you said. She's a great surrogate who can go across the country and say, I can work with Republicans. I can work with Democrats. I want to hear all your ideas. Let's gather them all together. She's a great face to the, you know, to the plan. But in terms of the actual nitty gritty kind of sausage making that happens in Washington, she doesn't have that experience. And, you know, we'll see who does become that Uber staffer. There's talk right now that maybe Ezekiel, Emanuel, who's Rahm Emanuel's brother, who's now advising the White House on healthcare policy, might take that role. Although Dr. Emanuel, who's a bioethicist with the National Institutes of Health, also doesn't have a lot of experience with the Senate, although he did advise the Clinton administration.
Well, with a name like Emanuel, you definitely get a call back in Washington these days, I would think. Steve Kraske, what's she like in the sort of bully pulpit department, delivering speeches, getting crowds riled up and giving a sense that maybe the government is going to deal with health care if that becomes her role?
Well, she is smooth, John. She is poised. In fact, I think poise is probably her middle name. She's not the greatest stump speaker in the world. She gave the response to President Bush's final State of the Union address last year, and it was a speech that was widely seen as pretty flat. But, you know, she's a serviceable speaker, nothing real flashy there, and that's going to be something she'll have to work on. But she's someone who doesn't embarrass anybody. She is polished, doesn't make a lot of blunders, a lot of missteps. As Jay just said, a very good face to the administration's push on universal health care coverage.
It's an interesting position for a woman in the Hillary Clinton cabinet, okay? She doesn't have the opportunity to really stand out and be, you know, a kind of trailblazer here. Not that, you know, women in the cabinet is unprecedented in any sense. It must be tough for a woman going into the high-profile Clinton cabinet here, as we call the Obama cabinet. Jay?
Well, look, there are some issues that are pretty high profile that, you know, the health Secretary of Health and Human Services deals with. For example, the Medicare prescription drug program. That was a huge controversy, you know, in the last couple of years, whether you're going to let the, you know, Secretary of HHS directly negotiate bulk prices with these companies in order to bring down the cost of the program. That's something that the Obama administration has pledged they will do, and that's apparently going to be in their budget, so she would be implementing that.
Steve, let's get a response on that. How has that played out in Kansas, the Medicare reimbursement and the sort of federal-state partnership on Medicare and Medicaid?
Well, it's been a very important issue out here. You know, residents, you know, obviously clamoring for lower prescription drug prices. You know, she worked a few years ago with several other states, you know, Missouri, Illinois, for a program that allows residents out here to get cheaper prescription refills from Canada and Ireland, and that was somewhat controversial. The Republicans tried to block that, but she got it through, and so she's made some strides on that front.
Finally, to both of you before we go, based on the sort of bipartisanship knot in the stimulus package negotiation in Washington, what's your assessment as political reporters, both of you, as to how the Obama administration is going to deal with health care? If the Times story is correct, that there is an emerging consensus on universal health care, which we would have to say is a radical position based on what happened in the 90s, do you think the strategy is going to be, and it's even possible, to just kind of push it through using that Democratic majority? Jay first, and then we'll end with you, Steve.
Well, look, they have the absolute capability to push it through the House, but they're going to need to at least draw two, you know, Republicans in the Senate. And obviously the two main senators, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, have been huge supporters of health care in the past. So it looks pretty good for that in terms of the very least amount of bipartisanship.
Well, if that is the scenario, Steve, she's going to be on a very, very rough and tumble team there, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be fascinating to watch, John. Just the other day, I was talking to Emanuel Cleaver, the liberal congressman from Kansas City here, very much in favor of universal health care coverage. And he told me that, you know, as much as I want, we don't have the We don't have the money to go there. It's not going to happen.
Well, it's going to be a debate. Steve Kraske, up to date on KCUR in Kansas City. Also a columnist for the Kansas City Star. Jay Newton, small political reporter for Time. Thanks to both of you.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.